This is a story of Mahaprabhu Vaishnava Milan. Lord Chaitanya meets all the Bengali yatris coming for to see him. And we've been hearing about the names of all of them. And now Lord Chaitanya's met them and he's greeting them at Narendra Sarovara. He's personally one by one interacting with all the 200 devotees that have walked for 2 months from Ambikalana, Shantipur, and Navadvip Mandal. They've walked together, 200 devotees, and they've arrived at Narendra Sarovara, in Puri itself, right near the temple. Lord Chaitanya has come with his associates, Govinda Das and others, and they're giving garlands to await the chariot and all Nityananda and all the great devotees. And Apana Nikate Prabhu Sabavasaila Apana Ishi Hoste Sabar Amalya Ganda Dila. Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit at his side. And with his own hand he offered them garlands and sandalwood pulp. Actually they all came to the Gambira. They're all gathered together in the Gambira. Pretty crowded. But the Charya Tabi Mahaprabhu Stan Jata Jogya Milila Sabakara San Gopinath and Acharya and several Mbhattacharya met all the Vaishnavas at the Gambira in a befitting manner. Advaitere Kahena Prabhu Madhuravachan Ajiyami Purna Haila Hailana Tamar Agaman. Mahaprabhu addressed Advaitacharya, saying sweetly, "My dear sir, today I have become perfect because of your arrival." Madhuravachan Tomara Agaman. Advaitakai, Ishvara e Sabhavahai, Yadyapi Apane, Purna Sarvaishvarya Mai, Tatapi Bhakta Sange Haya Sukolas, Bhakta Sange Kari Nitya Vivida Vilas. Advaita Prabhu replied, "This is a natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Swabhav. Ishvara Swabhav. Although Ishvara, Sri Krishna, is personally complete and full in all opulences, Purna and Sarvaishvarya Maya, he takes transcendental pleasure in the association of his devotees, with whom he has a variety of eternal pastimes, sukulas. Bhakta Sange sukulas, Nitya Vivida Vilas, Bhakta Sange, varieties of vilas. In the association with devotees, Krishna enjoys so many wonderful, loving, intimate pastimes. Sukulas. Not just, we say sukha, okay, happiness. Ulas. What is ulas? Ulas is when you get so excited, you jump up and down and say, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." Like you might be so excited, but when you jump up and kick your heels together or something, wow, this is ulas. Really, rarely happens. Shiva Sadye Kahi Prabhu Kari Mahaprita Tomara Chari Bhaira Amihainu Vikrita. Mahaprabhu addressed Shivas and his brothers with great love and affection. "I am so obliged. I am purchased by you four brothers. Prabhu Namaskari Sabe Vasate Chalila Gopinatha Charja Sabe Vasastana Dila." After offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is text 184. All the devotees departed for their residences, and Gopinatha Charya showed them their respective quarters. That's the end of the pastime. He welcomed them all. And they all met there, and he received them all, and then he said, because as I told you in the beginning, they ran right by the Jagannath temple. They didn't even stop to see Jagannath. You know, even Jagannath Maha Prasad, Haribol, and the Tagore. They want to see Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Prasad, Gauranga Darshan. So the 200 devotees, everyone, every time they ask somebody, "Which way is the Jagannath Puri?" Jagannath Puri, and they're asking directions, they're coming for 2 months, and they're thinking Jagannath Puri. And we finally get the Jagannath Puri. Oh, there's the temple. Jai Jagannath. They run right by the temple down the road and go to the Gambira. First they were in Narendra Sarovara, which is behind the Jagannath temple. Nearby. Down from the temple and behind. And then they came out from Narendra Sarovar, you come out to the main road, and you go right down the main road about a kilometer or so, past the temple to Gambira. So they went, which is, because when Lord Jagannath goes in Chandanyatra, he comes out of the temple to Grand Road, goes down the road, then he turns left and he goes to Narendra Sarovar, then he has boating pastimes. Goes back like this. He first greeted them there, then they all went together to Gambira. And then he served them individually. And then he said, oh, listen. He said, now you go, and he said, and he gave them all prasadam. We heard that all so much mahaprasadam came there. And he said, now go to your quarters and take rest after eating mahaprasad. Then go bathe in the sea, look at the chakra, and then come back here and take your lunch. So this is, and then they did that. And that was the very wonderful meeting of Lord Chaitanya with the devotees. So you can see by the Lord's, we learn a lot about Vaishnava behavior from Lord Chaitanya's dealings with his devotees, because Mahaprabhu is the ideal devotee on one level, when he wants to act as the ideal devotee. And then, of course, he's Krishna experiencing Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav. So there's nothing for us to imitate there. That's all about worshipping and remembering when he's in that mood. But when he's acting as the ideal devotee, he's also teaching. Because whenever the Lord or his devotees come into this world, a large part of their leela is for teaching, instructing. Yada yada yadharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyam. They establish dharma by teaching. Bhagavad Gita is a teaching. Uddhava Gita is a teaching. And that's done by Krishna, but that's the same Krishna that did Rasa-lila and Rasa-krita. So for his own pastimes of intimacy and sharing and attracting people to his pastimes, that's one level. But then he's teaching dharma and establishing dharma by a shiksha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same thing. He's a form of the Lord, but he's also teaching as a devotee. How to greet the devotees, how to meet with the devotees, welcome them. When the devotees come to visit you, if you're so fortunate to live in a holy place, many devotees, they live in a holy place, or wherever you live. Wherever you live and you're worshiping the deities, it's a holy place. Otherwise, why are we living there? We're not living in a brothel. We're not living in an apartment. We're living in a temple. Our house should be a temple, and our house should be dedicated for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas and the Lord. Prabhupada always said that the Lord of the house is the deity. In Calcutta, when Prabhupada was a child, he used to frequent the temple of a wealthy family in the neighborhood, Savarna Maliks, the Malik family. And they had their Kula Devata was Radha Govinda. And Prabhupada used to go there as a young child, and Lilamrita says, on his free time in the afternoon, Prabhupada would spend hours on end looking at the beauty of the deity. And God knows, as they say, God knows what prayers he was offering and what remembrances he had. Only Prabhupada knows. And they had a very interesting, this deity was considered the head of the house. And they had a system, the Mulak family, I think it was called Mulak. The Mulak family, the grandmother was very devoted and very religious. So they had a rule that if any of the family members didn't come and take darshan, of the family deity, Radha Govinda, who is actually considered the center of the house, then they had to pay a 5 rupee fine to the grandmother. And, you know, the grandmothers can be, I guess, pretty heavy, I don't know. But anyway, at least everybody respects them and loves them and doesn't want to go against them. So no matter who it was, if it was the father, mother, there was no excuses. Oh, you didn't come for darshan, 5 rupees. So they would pay 5 rupees. Then the grandmother would collect all those 5 rupee donations from the family members as penalty. And then when it came time for Janmashtami, she'd make a nice outfit or whatever. So the point is that traditional Indian household, the deity was the center of the house. So even the grihasthas who are living not in the holy dham per se of Vrindavan, Mayapura Puri, the special dhams for us, we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, their house itself should be a dham of their deity. Thakurji dham. Thakurji dham. Krishna Balaram dham. Gornitai dham. And that how the husband and wife and children, they're servants of the deity. This is the proper conception, the proper ego to have. Hey, it's my house. Hey, I'm the boss. No, it's his house. It's Giriraj's house. Is this your house? No, it's a temple. Houses are for karmis. Temples are for devotees. Devotees live in temples. They worship in temples. They die in temples. Everything is temple. Their heart is a temple of the Lord. And they try to create temple wherever they exist. Because the temple means where Krishna, Radha and Krishna are worshipped. So therefore, as Lord Chaitanya is greeting the devotees when they come to Puri, when we greet the devotees in our houses in Delhi or Bombay or wherever, when they come to our houses, a lot of this teaching that Lord Chaitanya is giving in greeting the devotees to Jagannath Puri, which is his house. He's living there for 18 years in Gambira. He says, welcome, swagatam, welcome. He didn't just think, oh, they're coming, that's nice, great, you know. He got up, got dressed, went out on the street, went all the way down to greet them. Personally, God went to act, the ideal gentleman, the perfect devotee, the ideal example of pure loving behavior and dealings and exchanges. I bought them garlands, beautiful garlands. It's very refreshing. There are different ways by which the human body can become refreshed. We refresh the eyes, we refresh the mind. By refreshing the senses, and we refresh the mind. The sense of touch becomes refreshed by the touch of cold water. And then when the sense of touch is refreshed, then the mind becomes pacified and purified and refreshed. And the sense of smell becomes refreshed by smelling beautiful flowers and fragrant oils. And a sense of taste becomes refreshed by tasting Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Haribo. And a sense of touch becomes refreshed by embracing devotees and feeling the air of the holy Dham. Breathing the air. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya went out to refresh them. He gave them all garlands. He gave them chandan. And somebody says, Madhuravachan, Madhuravachan. Everywhere it's phrased, Madhuravachan. Hey, you're here. Ah, what the hell are you doing here? Who let you out? What are you doing here? No, Madhuravachan. He greeted them with sweet words. This is the minimal etiquette that's told in Vaishnava Shastras. Sweet words, asan, water, minimum. And if more facility is there, but the bottom line is sweetness. The bottom line is love. It's an extension of love. Sweet words, Madhuravachan means sweetheart. Sweetheart, sweet words, sweet dealings, sweet actions. Extending one's love. But who's coming to see you? Are the Vaishnavas some robots? No, Vaishnavas are carriers of Vishnu. What does Vaishnava mean? Vaishnava means carrier of Vishnu. Vishnu Dut. Vishnu Dut means messenger, carrier. Every Vaishnava is a Vishnu Duta. A carrier of Vishnu. Like carrying Vishnu in their heart. So that's the perfection of life. To worship the Vaishnavas with sweetness, with attention, with care, with energy. Lord Chaitanya taught all that. He put his energy into it personally. Hey, go do this. Hey, go greet them. No, he went personally. You're a sannyasi. You don't do anything. You just sit here. No, he went out personally. Did everything himself. This is a very nice lesson he's teaching in this story. Mahapuru Vaishnavilan. Lord Chaitanya greets the Vaishnavas arriving in Puri. Perfect life, perfect teaching, perfect example. Because it's love. As you love the Vaishnavas, you love Krishna. Who's sitting in the heart of everyone? Krishna. He's seeing everything you're doing. Sarvato Panipadam Tat Sarvato Shishiromagam. Everywhere Krishna's eyes and hands, faces, eyes, hands and legs. Shrutimal Loke, he hears everything. Everything's being recorded. All good deeds, all proper deeds, and all improper deeds, and all bad deeds. When Vaishnavas come before us, it's a great opportunity to please Krishna. This is a new story from Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Lila Chapter 6. This is called Sri Chaitanya Dev Instructs the Renunciate, Raghunath Das Goswami. So, we should all become renunciates. Tyaktva turna mashesha mandalapati shrenim sadatu chavat butva dina kanesha ko karunaya kopina kanta shrito gopi bhava risam ritabdi lahari karlola magno muhur vande rupa sanatana raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Ruguyako Sri Jiva Gopalako Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Pada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Dev instructs the renunciate Raghunath Das Goswami. Ki Mora Kartavya. This is text 232 to 241, chapter 6. Ki mora kartavya muni na jani udesh apani srimukhe more kar upadesh. Raghunath Das Goswami said this to Lord Chaitanya. I do not know my duty or the goal of life. O my Lord, O Prabhu, please personally give me instructions from your transcendental mouth, srimukhe kar upadesh. Because previously, when Das Goswami had come to Puri, he was put under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami to learn all the tattvas and everything. So now he wanted to hear something directly from the Lord. Hasi Mahaprabhu Raghunathere Kahila. Smiling, Hasi Mahaprabhu Raghunathere Kahila, Tamar Upadesha Kari Sarupera Dila. Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, I've already appointed Swarup Damodar Goswami as your instructor. That's interesting. It's almost as if Lord Chaitanya, it's very interesting. Raghunath Das Goswami has been put under the care and instruction of Swarup Damodar. Almost like a counselor system. Now he's asked Swarup Damodar, he said, can you mention this to Lord Chaitanya? So then Swarup Damodar says, Raghunath Das has something to say to you. And then Sri Raghunath says, I want to hear something directly from you. And Lord Chaitanya smiled. Look, I've already put you under the care of your counselor. It's like some gurus have counselors. And then he repeats, Sadya Sadhana Tatvashika Inharastan Ami Tata Nahijani. Inho jata jan. Raghunath, you may learn from Swarup Damodar what your duty is and how to discharge it. I do not know as much as he. So this, just see what Lord Chaitanya is telling. You may learn from Swarup Damodar and how to, I don't know as much as he does. Of course, Swarup Damodar is Lita Saki. Tadapiya maragya shada jadi hai. Amarai vakya tabe kariya nishai. Nevertheless, if you want to take instructions from me with faith and love, you may ascertain your duties from the following words. So now he's saying, very interesting. So that, just see how Lord Chaitanya is responding. Now his own follower, Raghunath Das, is asking him, I want to have some instructions. And Lord Chaitanya says, all right, if you want to take instructions from me with faith and love, you may ascertain your duties from the following words. So he's saying, Shraddha. Agya Shraddha. Very important point. He's saying Agya. Agya means order, instructions. Shraddha. You have to have faith. If you don't have faith, what's the point? It's like sometimes people, they have, oh, I want to hear something from you. But you have faith in me. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now he gives some instructions, and brief, quite in a sutra way, he says, Gramya kata na shunibe, gramya varta na kahibe, bala na kaibe, ara bala na paribe. Gramya kata na shunibe, gramya varta na kahibe, bala na kaibe, ara Palana Paribe. Listen, Raghunath, Gramya Kata Na Shunibe. Don't hear Gramya Kata do not talk, or it says shunya, do not hear the talk of the people, hear what they say, or talk like, Prabhupada translates, do not talk like people in general, or hear what they say, which means don't hear mundane talks and don't talk mundane talks. You should eat gramya varta. Gramya kata, gramya varta na kahibe. Acha. You should not hear ordinary talks, nor should you talk them. That's in the verse also. Bala nakave, don't eat very palatable foods. Nor should you dress very nicely. Because he was a millionaire, so he used to really deck himself out. When he was a grihasta, he had all gold studs, he had shirts with gold, diamond studs set in gold, and he was quite wealthy. His father was earning, I don't know, $3 million a day or something. Like a lot of money. Boatloads of gold coins. He was really, and he's the only son. He was really rich. Amani manada hana krishnanama saralabe. Braje radha krishna seva manase karibe. Do not expect honor, but offer all respects to others. Always chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, Krishnanam Sada Labe. And within your mind, render service to Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Braje Radha Krishna Seva Amanase Karibe. Amanasi Seva. So he's telling, do two things. Be humble. Chant the name always. And then think of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Talk concerning such family life is called gramya kata, Prabhupada says. A person in the renounced order never indulges in hearing or talking about such subjects. He should not eat palatable dishes, since that is unfit for a person in the renounced order. He should show all respects to others, but should not expect respect for himself. This way one should chant the holy name of the Lord and think how to serve Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. This is Prabhupada's purport. One should chant the holy name of the Lord. So does Prabhupada say, he's saying just chant the holy name of the Lord and be happy? He's saying one should chant the holy name of the Lord and what? Think of how to serve in Vrindavan. That's nice. Something to do and something to think about. Heta sankshipeyami kailanupadesh saruperataniyar paive vishesh. Mahaprabhu says to Raghunath Das, I have briefly given you my instructions, sankship. Now you will get all the details from Surup Damodar. Now he repeats. Interesting. Trinadapi sunichena tororiva sahishnana Amanina manidena kirtaniya sadahari. One who thinks himself lower than grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give respect to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. Interesting, he took this one verse from Shikshastakam, because it's his shiksha, it's Lord Chaitanya's shiksha, and that shiksha comes in Antyalila in the full form. Shikshastakam. This is in Antyalila chapter 20, in Gambhir Leela, in the very last days of his life. This is Antyalila chapter 6. Antyalila chapter 6. And this is, I think, this is Raghunath Das's fight. He's just come to Puri. And he's going to stay 16 years in Jagannath Puri in the association. When he first came, this is a whole chapter in the meeting of Raghunath. In the beginning, he says, now, you've come, you stand under the shelter of Surup Damodara. And so he was there. Then he said, thinking, I'd like to hear something directly from his mouth. I'm always hearing from my counselor in Bombay, but can I meet a few minutes and hear something directly from my guru? Right? No, that's not possible. Okay. You like this. So then we got two instructions. Briefly, sankshep. Sankshep upadesh. I mean, it's very brief. Sangshape. Sangshape upadesh. And then he added one more thing. He gave another instruction, because this is shikshastakam. Later it's called shikshastakam. This is ekashtakam. I mean, This is Shiksha. One instruction, not Ashta. He says, when he says Trinada Pisanichi enough. One who thinks of himself lower than grass, who is more tolerant than a tree, and who does not expect personal honor, but is always prepared to give respects to others, can very easily always chant the holy name of the Lord. So this is the Prayodhanacharya. The Prayodhanacharya is the teacher of the goal of life, Prema. Krishna Prema, Braja Prema, Gopi Prema. And Lord Chaitanya is teaching the teacher. Lord Chaitanya is instructing the Prayodhanacharya, Raghunath Das Goswami. Three basic instructions. Humility, chanting, and meditation. Etashini Raghunatha Vandila Charan Mahaprabhu Kaila Tanri Kripa Alingan. Embrace of mercy. Having heard this, Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and the Lord, out of great mercy, embraced him. Mercy, Kripa Lingana. We have Prema Lingana. Sometimes it's described, Lord Chaitanya gave Prema Lingana to Nityananda Advaita. But to this, his student, he gave Kripa Lingana. Mercy means Prema. But here it's described as Kripa Lingana, not Prema Lingana. It's a loving embrace full of mercy, full of blessings. But when Lord Chaitanya embraces Nityananda or Advaita, he's not blessing them. He's not giving them mercy. He's just sharing, relishing love, relishing ras with them. So that is called Prema Lingana. Puna samarpila tanre saruperasan antaranga sevakare saruperasan. Mahaprabhu again entrusted Raghunath Das to Srup Damodar. Now go back and study with your counselor. Thus Raghunath Das rendered very confidential service with Srup Damodar Goswami. He says, Puna samarpila. Samarpila means he handed him over. Puna samarpila tanre sarupera stan. It says he handed him over. Okay, I hand you over to, what's that, Sridham, your counselor. I've given you some instructions now. It's like this. Thus, he rendered very confidential service. Antaranga seva kari sarupere san. With san, or saha. With Srup Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, Rati Mandri, or Raghunath Das, they rendered Antaranga Seva. Antaranga. Antaranga means intimate. Anga, the inside limbs. Anga means body or limbs. Antara means inside. Bahiranga, Antaranga. It also means, it means confidential inside. Loving service. Because he's a Mandri, so he can go right inside and serve. And Prabhupada translates. Antaranga Seva refers to service performed in one's spiritual body. Srup Damodar Goswami in Vrindavan Leela is Lalita Devi. Raghunath Das Goswami, who was among his assistants, now also began to serve Radha and Krishna within his mind as Rati Mandri, which is what I mentioned. So Antaranga Seva means, Antaranga means Seva with your internal Anga, means your mind. But it also means serving the intimate form of Radha and Krishna in their intimate pastimes, in your intimate spiritual form as a Mandri in Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.